The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 14th day, Valentine's Day, 14th day of February 2022. No. Folks, we have an all-star lineup, tonight there. And this is Pledge Week there. None other than the mighty Andrew.
That's right, Pastor. And happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there.
There you go. And then we have, she's got a sputter and flutter and stutter. It's Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone, and happy Valentine's Day.
She's been waiting for a month to say that. And then we have with us here, Nurse Elaine Conley.
Welcome, everybody. Heart to heart with everyone.
And way out yonder, riding the back trails in Missouri, that parson without a mule, Joe Larson.
I guess I better just wish everyone a very, very happy Valentine's Day and just thank the Lord that most of us are blessed with very special spouses.
How long has it been, Joe, since your mule died?
You're not supposed to kick a dead horse or a dead mule to death.
Okay, all right. Well, just curious. I didn't know, and I noticed there was a change on you at that time. But anyhow, we have here, that rascal Randy is going to, well, he's got something to say. Go ahead.
Sure. First, be blessed, no stress, and happy Valentine's Day to everyone. God bless you. I'd like to go over something because you can help us out with some things, and I want to thank you first for your faithful listening as a listening audience and as prayerfully praying for us, and we thank you for that. I'd like to go over a few things because I think that some people need some issues answered. For instance, just like we want you to know that we really need your support, and I want you to know that no gift is too small, no gift is too great, and it's well appreciated. You also need to know that whenever you send us something in via the mail, it's looked at at least three times, and you need to know that it's opened initially by the office staff. We then always look at it at least two more times at prayer meeting, and then a fourth time if something needs to be sent out. And what I'd like to explain to you about things being sent out is that when the speakers pledge to give us books to give to you, please be patient with us, because we have to receive them from them to send them to you, and that's certainly not an overnight process. It usually takes a couple weeks. So we thank you for your patience, and we thank you for your faithfulness in listening to us. I'd also like to point out that what it means to put out a pledge, because I'm learning now that some people don't understand. During Pledge Week, all the pledge is your promise to support us. You don't have to have the donation tonight. If you know, let's say, for instance, that you get paid in 2 weeks and that's more convenient for you, then when you pledge tonight, then as long as you send it in as your promise and your pledge, then that's more than acceptable. So don't feel like that you have to do it right now. We understand how that works, and we really appreciate the fact that we know some of you budgeted in, some of you don't have it to give, and that's fine. We want everybody to be saved. That's our mission more than anything else. We don't sell anything, obviously. We try not to beat you over the head with this, but we're kind of behind the eight ball now. The donations have really kind of fallen off, and the bills are high. So I'm asking if you can, if you've never, not the faithful givers, but if you've never given, would you please consider doing so now? And I'm going to leave you with a number of things. If you want to do it online, it's wrwl.org, and you can certainly do it online there. That's our webpage. If you want to mail it in and not call in, it's WRWL Ministries. And I repeat that, WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, and that's in Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. And with that, I'm going to leave you with the phone numbers. Please, you can begin to call us, because Lisa and I are going to fade off into the shadows now, and I go to the back studio. Please call us at 888-677-9673. Once again, I'll repeat it, 888-677-9673, or 888-281-1110. Once again, 888-281-1110, or that's 281-1110. Thank you very much, and please be patient with us, and we'll get you some wonderful things out, and they got a great message for you tonight. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much for that, Randy. I wanted to add to that that many of you have sent in for the newsletter, and that's great. We've been sending, and we want that. We want to send the newsletter out to as many people, because that informs you what's happening, especially some of the stuff we have here tonight. But some of you have been sending me like a list of, you know, maybe 10 or 12 people on there that to send the newsletter to. Well, we want to make sure they want the newsletter. See, before you do that, make sure that those people want the newsletter, because we can't afford to send newsletters out and then have people send us back saying, stop the newsletter because they never wanted it. They weren't even told, and we just sent it out and they didn't want it. So because what happens is often people with good intentions, they want their family, their friends, their relatives, who may be Democrats, to learn and to wise up and to become educated. And what happens is, as soon as they read it, they don't want to find it's from us. We don't want that. Those are right wingers. But anyhow, so make sure they want it. We'll be glad to send it to anyone who says yes, they want our newsletter. Now, Joe,
let me add to that. When I get the newsletter, I have a copy machine. Many of you out there have one or access. I run off a lot of copies. I pass them out at church. I pass them out to friends. I pass them out to family. I figure that way I get out a lot of newsletters and save the ministry a lot of cost, a lot of mailing, because I just personally hand them out. And if everyone does the same, we can triple the people we reach for the same amount of money. And if you have people you think should get the newsletter, just give them a copy. And if they get mad, then don't do it again, you know. I've got some people I gave the newsletter to, and they said they didn't care for it. And I said, well, fine, you know, no problem. I won't do it again. But, you know, doesn't hurt to try.
Did you call them old dumb hillbillies?
No, I called them worse than that. But
all right, Joe, I got to get serious.
Demon rats, you know, or something.
Yeah, no, we got to get serious right now, because we have a serious situation right here.
Oh.
Our sister, right in here, Elaine Connolly, has been targeted.
Uh-oh.
And she had hit radiation poisoning. She's had radiation poisoning. And there's a lot of this stuff going on. And right now, she is being treated for that radiation poisoning. So we just prayed for her before we went on the air here in the studio. But I would like to have you, Joe, lead the people out there all over the country. Folks, listen, we can't afford to lose Elaine. She gives us so much information. She is so knowledgeable, so very, very knowledgeable when it comes to, well, all the things we talk about here, especially the bioweapons and what the opposition is throwing at us. And so, folks, we would ask that you would help and you would join Joe as he leads you in a prayer that to cure her, that she would be cured of this, and, Lord, that she would be hedged around about and protected right up until the time the Lord takes us out of here, and I think might be fairly soon. So go ahead, Joe.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you with one of our favorite sisters in Christ. And the wonderful, wonderful thing, Lord, is you know what is going on in her body. You know what is happening with the radiation poisoning. You know every cell in her body, every hair in her head. You know everything that's needed to know. And you're just waiting for your children to bring Elaine to you in prayer, to call upon you for your healing mercy, for your grace, Lord, that you would just reach out, wrap your arms around her, that you would restore her back to perfect health, that you would just bless her in every way, Lord. This is our heart's desire, so this we ask of you. And we know that we are always supposed to add, if it be thy will, because we don't know what is going on, but we do know that Elaine has been a wonderful servant, a good sister in Christ, and we just, Lord, expect you to do the very best for her and make a wonderful example to her so that she can increase her witness and her testimony of you. And we all ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Joe. All righty, we want to just say praise the good Lord. The phone lines are already ringing, and we have... Bring them on down so I can see. We started off with little Lisa, 125 with little Lisa. And Bob from New Jersey pledges 75. Tony from Toronto pledges 125. Lisa just changed hers. And then Betty in Escondido in California pledges. Where'd it go? He's moving it here. I'll find it. Okay, pledges 50. And Jerome in New York pledges 220. Thank you,
bless
and thank you.
Yes.
And so
from New York to California. All right, we're on a roll, folks. There's a lot of states in between.
Yeah, well, Joe, I've got a very serious thing to say before we get started too, and that is this. We have, as we've told you before, we took on a lot of stations at one time. And the reason we did this is because what is happening, we saw our country going downhill. We're going to be talking about a lot of things tonight that we warned you about, we saw. And so we just went all out and we said, we got to do it. It's what good is having, you know, well, the old saying there, there's no sense in life without liberty. And so, and we saw how quickly things were moving with the Antichrist, Democratic Communist movement. So anyhow, we had some help along the way from we were given a temporary reduction in our airtime, and that's something that's never done, but it was done for this reason. Because our program was considered very, very vital, because we go places that other people won't. Mm-hmm. We do things that, and I hear this all the time, you guys, you know, you're out there, you're telling it the way it is, and we're getting the attention of the ungodly. We're getting the attention of the deep state and the dark state, unfortunately, but and we see Elaine here is an example of that. But anyhow, folks, so we ended up, we have an emergency for this month. Joe, do you remember how much we have to have? by one month from today.
We have $98,528 by our next pledge week in March.
And that's a lot of money, but we're reaching a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people out there. And folks, I will spend all day reading letters at times. I get so many letters from you, and I praise the good Lord for that. And I want you to know, too, when you send in your prayer request, and even those of you that just send and ask for a blessing, we bring your name down, and as you blessed us, we ask the good Lord to bless you in return. And I know he's done that for so many. So anyhow, I wanted to say all of that. And we would ask this, first of all, before anything else, pray for us. God, listen. I've been, for years and for half a century, I've been telling you there is power in prayer. It's real. If you only truly believe, it's real. It's very, very real. But you got to exercise it. And so would you pray for us? We pray for you out there. Pray for us, because right now we're up against it. The opposition wants us off the air in the very, very worst way. And so we do have some of those books available still. What's happened with the package of five? We have four of the five, but we're out of the one. So we have to wait. But many of you will be receiving within the next day or two your packages that you've sent, the donations you made. And there's some of the folks out there that were destitute and not able, who really wanted some of these. We here at the ministry, we took care of them. We took care of them because it's important to get the people out. And everybody's important, even, it's not by how much you can afford. It's
like Jesus said, as you do to the least of these, my brethren, you do to me.
Amen.
And
so any,
we know that and believe it.
All righty, let me see. We've got Randy Gay from right next door pledges 130. All right, well, I can't let Randy get away with that. I'm going to make a pledge. In fact, I'm going to wait till later on because the lines are tied up and the guys are in there. And they have to put it up on the board, okay?
All right.
So,
I'm going to jump in with something when you were talking. We've told the people long ago that a revolution is on. This is a communist revolution. And you said the Antichrist system fighting against Christ. Well, who defends Christ? His children, you, the listeners out there. So we have been, from the very beginning, running to this battle. We have been fighting this fight, and I ask tonight, will you join us? Will you tell your friends and neighbors and family and people at church about this radio ministry, how we are fighting this revolution? We are being the watchman on the wall. Pastor Ernie has been for, like you said, almost a half a century, the watchman on the wall, warning the people. And if you would do your best to not only pray for us, but to tell about this ministry to everyone you know. We need to get as many people listening, understanding, and joining us. This is a battle for the heart and soul of this nation. Your children, your grandchildren, the future of the Bible says, your seed is at stake. What kind of future they have will depend on what you, the average American Christian, is willing to stand up and do, stand up and fight.
All right, Joe, we got to get into the message. The title of the message was The Black Robe Regiment Marches On. And one of the things that's happening, we're seeing some pastors. God has been raising up pastors, bold pastors across the country, not just here, but in other countries too. And they're standing up, and they're standing with the truckers there in Canada. And here in America, I'm seeing more and more pastors are standing up. And so I preached on the Black Robe Regiment. And so I'm going to be reading, and this is from the chaplain of the clergy of the revolution. And here, we're going to start out by talking about when the tide started to change and the Patriots, the war started going in our favor. In 1778, as the clergy performed the most active and important part in the education of the people of New England for the Revolution, as well as the strengthening and encouraging them in the darkest hours by patriotic exhortations and promises of final deliverance and heaven's richest blessings on them and their posterity for their noble endeavors and heroic sacrifices. So they rejoiced with them in every success and declared to it the sign of God's blessings and the precursor of a glorious morning at hand. Thus, in 1778, at the turning point of the struggle directed from Burgoyne's overthrow, and while the land was still rocking to the enthusiastic rejoicing of the people, who believed they saw in it the first gleam of the coming dawn, Pastor Philip Pison of Chelsea, in his sermon before the House of Representatives, gave utterance to the universal feeling he took for his text, Galatians 4:26-27. And Joe, Pastor Pison in the beginning was so totally against any kind of violence at all that he was not even allowed in the pulpits of the other of patriotic pastors until it hit him at home. And then things changed. But we'll see that as we go through the message. So would you go to Galatians chapter 4 and read me 21-31.
Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a bondmaid and the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory? For these are the two covenants, one from the Mount Sinai, which is gendereth to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren, that thou bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not, for the desolate hath had many more children than she which hath a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free.
Well, Joe, going back to, and by the way, Elaine, you just jump in with a question or a comment, but going back to the bondwoman, the free woman, Sarah represented the free woman, and Hagar represented that
woman in bondage.
That were in the bondage, and Hagar represented those that were under the bondage of the law, of the Jews' religion. Now, here, Hagar hated Sarah. She despised Sarah, and she wanted to take her place. She wanted to have the rule over her. Likewise, the Judaizers, and this is what Paul is referring to here when he was talking about those after the flesh persecuted those after the Spirit, that those, the Judaizers, were persecuting the church, the early believers. And so here it says how that likewise the Judaizers persecuted the Gentile believers by insisting that they keep the Jews' religion and the keeping of the law. And so here the Judaizers represent the bondwoman, and they wanted to keep the church under their control and regard them as second-class believers. See, what the Judaizers were saying, look, we believe in Christ, and I talked to some of these people when I was in Israel. We believe in Christ. We believe he's the Messiah. But we also believe that in order to be truly saved, you have to keep the laws. And so they were referring to all of the Old Testament laws. But now Paul is telling me, wait a minute, we're not under the letter of the law. Only the Lord Jesus Christ and Christ alone was ever able to fulfill the law. He fulfilled the law. And since he fulfilled the law, we're not under the law, a law that no man could keep. And so here,
all, not only the law, but all the prophecy too.
Right. So here now, when we take a look at going back to where we read started out tonight, the British under King George, likewise, they wanted to keep its subjects in America under their heavy thumb. They wanted to keep them taxation without representation. The Church of England persecuted the Baptists at that time, killed them for holding to the Bible, to the Bible. And so here, it wasn't just the Baptists, it was others too. And then but here's what happened, and here's what we have to remember here in this country, and you and I do, and the Patriots do, and that was that the taste of freedom on the tongues of the Patriots was just too sweet to give up. And those of us that we grew up with freedom, we're not going to give it up. We are not going to give it up. And we'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
Our colonial fathers showed us the way. Let the battle for freedom that guides us today. Our spirit lives on. Stand for what's right. As long as I breathe, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. Every time I hear children say the pledge of allegiance, I'm reminded there's no I breathe, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. I'm a patriot, color me red, white, and blue. Fellow patriots, America's counting. Right. As long as I breathe, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. There's no point to life
of liberty. So I'll stand for what's right. As long as I breathe, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees.
We're back, and I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. No. We're not going to give up. God's Word, the Bible, tells you from Genesis to Revelation, resistance to tyranny. And folks, this is what we're up against. We're up against tyranny like America has never seen since, well, it wasn't even this bad, I don't think, during the Revolutionary War. We're fighting tyranny, and the enemy is here. It's among us. Now, Linda in Vista, California, pledges 100. Bob from Queens pledges 200. Gloria in Michigan pledges 30. Marcia in Mount Vernon pledges 10. And Carl from Cleveland pledges 1,000. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, those phone lines are open at 888-281-1110. Again, that's 888-281-1110. Also, 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Right now, we're about 30. We need about 3,800 to make our goals. About 3,800 to make our goals. Elaine, you have an article starting right out with, let's give it to them.
Okay, so this is from Dr. Mercola, hot off the press this week, that the United Kingdom's Office of National Statistics shows that children in England and Wales who have been fully vaccinated with Pfizer's mRNA COVID shot are 5,105% more likely to die from any mortality cause afterwards. This news is breaking just as the U.S. announced it will consider giving the shots to children as young as 6 months old. While the Office of Statistics didn't specifically detail the death counts on its website, the expose reported that the report inadvertently provided enough details on deaths among children and teenagers by vaccination status for us to calculate the mortality rates ourselves. And what the data shows was a massive increase in death among single-vaccinated and double-vaccinated children compared to their unvaccinated counterparts. For children aged 15 to 19, the risk of death increases by 82% following the first shot and a shocking 226% following the second shot. Things are much worse for 10 to 14-year-olds. The risk of dying increases by a mind-blowing 885% following the first shot and then an earth-shattering 5,105% following the second dose.
You know, here's one of the things. First, I want to say, Sister Mary pledges 100, and thank you, Hector. Hector pledges from Detroit, pledges 50. Okay, here, what's happening, what people don't understand, we're trying to tell them, people are dying. You've got these athletes that are dying all over the country. I got a letter Saturday, and it was from a guy that told me, he said, I want to thank you. Thank you so much, because I was going to get the shot, and I listened to what you said. He said, Pastor, he said, my entire family got the shot, all of them, and they all went to the same place at the same time, apparently, and he said, I'm the only one that's still alive.
And that's what's happening more and more across the country, and some people are waking up, others are not, but we need to reach the people. Just as the fear has clouded logic and common sense, you cannot not see what's happening. And the deep state is getting more and more ridiculous in what's coming out, even on the mass media. And they're not making sense, and people are starting to question. And right. When they start questioning, then that's when we talk.
Right.
More.
Well, what's happening, they had it set up. They didn't want everyone dying at one time, and they wanted to spread it out, because if they knew, if everybody started dropping dead at one time, then people would say, hey, what's happening here? They would realize it. So they have it set it up, and the different bioweapons will kill people at different stages along the way, and they blame it on other things.
Right. They've strategically administered these kill shots by different batches across the country for that reason. And so there are websites that you can go out to to find out if you were vaccinated, exactly how bad is it that you got. All right.
And let me just say this. If you got the first shot, don't get the rest.
Correct.
You've heard what I said. We've had a number of people tell me that they got the first, but they hurt us, and they did not get the follow-ups. And so, folks, again, what we're doing, we're telling you this, and here they want to put us in jail. The Obama regime wants to make it illegal. In fact, the Department of Homeland Security are saying now that what we're telling you is disinformation. We're not the ones putting out the disinformation. Talk to your, call your local funeral home. Call your local coroner and ask them how busy they've been lately.
Exactly.
People are saying you have to wait 2 to 3 weeks sometimes just to get a funeral scheduled now.
And an increase by 40% of the mortality in 2021 over the previous years.
Yep. And you have young people that are dying left and right. All right, we want to say, let me see, Rochelle from Portland pledges 50. Bill in Boston pledges 25. And Bill, let's see, and Bev in New York pledges 200. And Vera in New York pledges 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you, folks. Okay, Joe. The Republic Brief, old-school journalism you can count on. Now, the Biden, the Obama-Biden regime, is asking the courts not to release Dominion Voting Systems report. Now, you want to hear some double talk, Joe. Deathocratic Joe Biden is using his regime and the full weight of the U.S. government to stop an election report from being released to the public, saying that if the American people read the information, their knowledge of election problems will cause election problems. You hear what he's saying? He's saying they're better off if they don't know what happened.
Keep you ignorant and in fear.
Right. And so, and it should be up to the feds who get to decide when, if ever, the people get the report. He's talking about deep state. It should be up to those that were a part of the whole election fraud.
Sure, because the government is the only entity that can take good care of you with your good health and everything else.
The Obama regime officials in the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency are urging a judge not to release a report on Dominion voting systems equipment in Georgia by arguing that the move with threatened election security. Just the News reported on Monday. Now here, it's an amazing thing. We saw the drop boxes. We saw people going up there. We've heard testimony from those. They were dropping an average of 2,800 ballots apiece per person.
And the suitcases.
Well, yeah, the suitcases under the tables. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we saw that, but they're saying, who are you going to believe? The lying media or your own lying eyes, okay? And so he goes out, it's important to remember that Dominion Voting System is a private company with contracts with government for tallying American votes. They are not elected officials. According to court documents, the report that Joe Biden and his team want to hide, according to our documents, the report that Biden wants to hide exposes problems specifically with Dominion ImageCast X ballot marketing systems, serious design flaws with Dominion ImageCast X have been known to public for years and causing lawsuits by rival machine tabulators. It's so curious why the boat Obama is claiming the public needs to be kept in the dark. Yeah,
our protection.
Yeah, for our protection, folks. In other words, they want you dumbed down. And, of course, listen, the Obama, the deathocratic communist regime is completely and totally corrupt. There's nothing. Joe, we have not been able to find, and this is, and I'm not saying this to be mean or nasty, not one Democrat out there in the Congress that's not corrupt. And we gauge that by what they vote for. And, you know, God's Word, the Bible,
exactly,
makes it very clear, okay? And it's by what they vote for, we gauge whether or not they're corrupt. We have not been able to find one congressman, not one, that is not corrupt in the Democratic Communist Collective. So what do you have, Joe? Are you there, Joe? Did we lose Joe? Did he fall asleep? Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am, but apparently I'll call in.
No, you're here now.
Oh, you can hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were silent before.
I've been trying to talk, and you haven't been able to hear me. I don't know. Well, looks like the devil's at work tonight.
All righty.
Talk about this election fraud. You know, they do not want to look at any of the past, any of the truth of what happened, but here's what they're planning. This just out. The Biden bureaucracy is secretly planning to turn out voters after the failed election takeover bills. Remember, they didn't get their bill through. So Biden is signing an executive order stating that federal agencies shall, quote, consider ways to expand citizen opportunity to register to vote, to obtain information about, participate in, and it goes on, you know, with the fancy words. But this promote voter registration participation, what they're doing is he's going to every agency in the government, and each has a job that they're supposed to do. Each agency has to have election-related plans, and they're going to be carried forward for each different branch. For example, the Department of Homeland Security will focus on voter registration at the end of naturalization ceremonies for the hundreds of thousands of citizens that are naturalized. Department of Education, prepare a toolkit with resources and strategy for increasing civic engagement in the elementary, secondary school, higher education, helping 67 million students vote Democrat. And it goes on. The Department of Defense will ensure that all service members, all the new trannies and sodomites will all register to vote. The Agriculture Department, Rural Housing, will work with lenders, and they will promote voting Democrat for everyone who seeks a mortgage. And it goes on. The Department of Health and Human Services, everybody. So here is Biden, through executive order, trying to get the entire federal government to work on elections. All these departments that have nothing to do with elections are being ordered by their boss to get out there and do like the liberal media.
You're talking about election fraud. He's ordering them to go out and break the law. He's ordering them to go commit election fraud.
He's using the federal government to cheat, to take advantage in an election, to commit fraud.
And then locally also to allow the people that have entered the United States illegally to vote.
Right.
Like they did in New York City.
Yeah, legal voters.
Correct.
Early and often, too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, again, like I said, there is nothing, there's not anything at all, not anything about the Democratic Communist Party that is not corrupt. Now, here, Joe, we're hearing, I've had people calling me all excited, Joe, they're all excited about the Clinton campaign paid to infiltrate Trump Tower while house servers to link Trump to Russia Durham. Now, here, Joe, lawyers for the Clinton campaign paid a technology company to infiltrate servers belonging to Trump Tower and later the White House in order to establish an inference and narrative to bring government agencies linking Donald Trump to Russia of a filing from Special Counsel John Durham. Joe, now listen, we were talking about this in 2016. It was known then. I mean, it was known in 2016. The whole thing with the lying to the Visa Corps, all of this was known, and we talked about it. But it was like, well, you know, not until we get it verified. So now the Durham report comes out, And he says, hey, you know what? Those guys were right. Okay.
And you know what? The media is still fighting this. The Washington Post and, you know, certain liberal media are still, no, Russian collusion, that was true. But we sat there and watched Trump talk with Leslie Stahl, and she said, no, there's no proof of this, that they were, you know.
No, no, wait a minute. Hold it. You got to tell this right.
Okay.
Leslie Stahl went,
was 60 Minutes.
She went, Now, listen, you have to understand, Joe, do you know what blue step is?
Yeah, when you all march in the same step, you've got to keep the narrative the same.
Okay, so
gravitas, gravitas, gravitas.
But it's you know, in other words, narrative is a word they use for lying. You've got to keep the lie the same. But here, Joe, this was different this time. It was different, and I want to remind people, because they were so trained on how to do this that they didn't just say there's no evidence. They all said that, but they went, like that. I watched every one of them down there.
Right.
They did this little thing, okay?
Yeah.
And now there was supposed to be, it was just so obvious to everybody. Now, Leslie Stahl did this. Now, Leslie Stahl, I want to tell you something, Leslie Stahl, because I watched that interview with President Trump. Leslie Stahl, you lied. Leslie Stahl, you lied.
Totally.
And Leslie Stahl, you better understand something, Leslie. It doesn't matter what your narrative is and how much you're getting paid. God has said, Leslie, all liars will have their place in a lake of fire.
Fire, amen.
All liars will have their place in a lake of fire, Leslie. And so you need to understand that. You lied on national TV. You lied to the President of the United States. You knew you were lying. He knew you were lying. We knew you were lying. And I'm just telling you this. You need to repent. You need to repent, Leslie, because you're going to repent or perish. All the money in the world cannot buy you 1 minute out of hell. Not 1 minute. So repent of that and just stop your lying. Stop it now.
You are the ye are of your father the devil, and it said, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And these people just sat there. She sat right there and said, "There's no evidence. This is 60 Minutes. We can't put on things. We can't verify. Well, you cannot verify things when you will not look at the facts, right?"
Absolutely.
That's what they did. There was no election fraud. We have, show us the evidence. But they wouldn't, nobody would investigate.
60 Minutes has no journalists at all. They have shock jocks over there. There is not one journalist, not one at 60 Minutes.
Well, part of the problem also is the people that will not discuss and debate are telling you something.
Yeah. When they tell me, look, when Joe Obama says that it's not good for people to know the truth, so therefore don't let the report come out. If the people really know what happens, it'll affect the next election. Well, you know what? If enough people said, what's the sense in voting? What's the sense in voting if your vote don't count? I mean, if we have such election fraud and nobody does anything about it, maybe that's what Joe Obama meant. What do you think?
Well, anything's possible.
Yeah.
Anything's possible. And because they say one thing, do another. And all of the things that they're accusing us, you know, God-fearing Christians of being guilty of, you know, is basically what they're violating.
Well, that's exactly right from Karl Marx's playbook. Karl Marx said, always accuse the opposition of doing what you're doing. Whatever criminal activity, whatever crime, whatever sin you're committing, always accuse your opposition of doing that first.
Russian collusion is accusing Trump of Russian collusion. And who colluded with the Russians? Hillary Clinton. But just remember, Washington Post, New York Times, even CNN, none of them have done any of the stories on this breaking, probably the biggest story of our lifetime.
CNN has lost 90% of its viewers now.
Yeah, but think about this. Never before in history has anybody broken into the communications of the White House, hacked into the communications office in the White House, spied on the President of the United States. We kept the foreign governments out. This is the greatest scandal in America. The President of the United States, as President, not just candidate Trump, but the President of the United States, was spied upon by a political party and used it to what? Try and get him out of office, try to have him impeached, try to have him arrested. This is criminal.
It's treason.
These people have committed an act of treason, and what is the penalty for treason? In the old days, it was what?
Death.
Death.
It can still be.
It can still be. You're right, and it should be. That kind of thing, this has never, folks, never, ever, ever happened in history. This is the biggest scandal. This isn't just a little political news scandal like Watergate. That was a third-rate break-in at a political party's office that was bungled. And this was spying on the president on internal secret, top-secret communications from the White House, the most important communications in the entire free world. This is the biggest story ever.
And the other word I've heard also is sedition.
Yes. Well, guess what? The insurrection. See, they're busy calling us insurrectionists. Who are the ones who are committing the insurrection, trying to overthrow the government? It was Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party. They are the insurrectionists. They are the ones who are trying to overthrow the government of the United States.
All right, folks, listen, the phone lines have stopped ringing. We can't let that happen. We're still over 3,000 short of what we need. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Jane in PA in Pennsylvania pledges 100. Thank you, Jane. We got to light those phones up, folks. We have virtually less than 1 hour to go, Joe.
Because we are telling you truth tonight. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. We've got a lot of truth tonight and all week long. So help keep us on the air. Help keep us with this truth that the world needs to hear, that these news outlets are going to, well, they're lying by omission. Scripture said you can lie by committing a lie, but the biggest lie is the lie of omission. When you know the truth, when you know something, and you hide it, that is an even greater lie.
All right, let me go on with this part of this article very quickly. He says, the indictment against Sussman says that he told the FBI General Counsel James Baker in September 2016, less than 2 months before the 2016 presidential election, that he was not doing work for any client when he requested and held a meeting in which he presented data and white papers that allegedly demonstrate a covert communications channel between the Trump Organization and Alpha Bank, which has ties to the Kremlin. There you go. I mean, it goes on, folks. Everything.
Ties to the Kremlin.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.